What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 11th, 2011. Sure, happy it's Friday. I don't know that we have anything else to be happy about today. What a crazy last 24 hours it's been. We have got so much to talk about. You know, Mother Earth, Pele, whatever you want to call it, just really is on a tear. Whole lot of shaking going on, as you know, just all kinds of stuff happening. Before we get in there, though, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I don't even know who's in the control room. I've been up all night. I'm punchy. You're not catching me at my best. So if I'm not making a lot of sense, that's why here. I'm guzzling coffee and trying to stay focused here for the duration of the show. Before we go any further, today is an auspicious day. Today is the 17th birthday of my website. Under various names. It hasn't always been known as whatreallyhappened.com, but it was on this day in 1994 that I first dared put a page up about the very strange supposed suicide of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, which immediately led to my blacklisting in Hollywood, and since I had a lot of spare time on my hand all of a sudden, I started writing a political web page that was known as Rancho Runamucca, and then it became whatreallyhappened.com, and here we are today, all these years later, and I got the radio show, and I got the website, and all this other stuff going on here. Talk about the path not traveled. I think at the start of 1994, if somebody had said, 17 years from now, you're going to be this dangerous political radical, and the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to be calling you bad names and everything, and I said, yeah, no, I do visual effects. I work in the movies. You know, I stare at sexy actresses, and otherwise I mind my own business, and, you know, this is not what I'm into. But here I am, so forth and so on. Let's see. I think that's Bill in the control room. I'm not exactly sure. Well, he'll tell me later on during the break here. But if you call in, he'll answer the... Oh, it's Matt. Matt is in the control room. And he'll answer the phone and put you on the air. Obviously, the big news is this major, major quake. More than just a quake. It is a series, ongoing series of major quakes off the east coast of Japan, and now, just before airtime, we're hearing word of a new quake on the west side of Honshu Island, and I'm not kidding you, a volcano on the Kamchatka Peninsula has just erupted. I mean, a whole lot of shaking going on here. We're having a whole swarm of lesser powerful quakes down on the big island. As you know, Kilauea has suddenly stirred up its eruption, and all of a sudden we're getting a whole series of quakes in an area called Kanapali, which there used to be a town there, but in 1990 Kilauea erupted and basically put lava over half the town, and maybe that Madam Pelle is going to come back and complete the job now. We're getting a lot of quakes and shakes down there. As a matter of fact, we felt one during the show yesterday. We felt a little bit of a shake up here. And so we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back talking about all the quakes and all the stuff that's been going on here. And, you know, if you're in the area, if you're seeing the damage, I'm already getting reader photos coming in from all over the Hawaiian Islands showing the damage. But we got off lucky. Compared to Japan, Hawaii got off very, very lucky. We were very prepared. There were a lot of people who were worried after the basically false alarm last year from the Chile quake. A lot of people were thinking, oh, they're going to sound the sirens and do the alarms, and everybody's going to say, ah, it's going to be another fake, and they'd be standing where they were going to get hurt. But fortunately, everybody was willing to give our Pacific Tsunami Warning Center the benefit of the doubt, and as a result, so far, we are not hearing any injuries or deaths. That, of course, could change. The sun only, you know, came up here a little while ago, and people are only just now making their way back to their homes and their boats, and we are starting to get reports of beachfront homes that are wrecked. For those of you who are fans of Lost, the camp where the survivors of the flight were living on the beach, that got kind of washed away last night as well. So it's kind of a ugly situation. There's the music. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Free.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this incredible earthquake, largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan since they started keeping records. Monster tsunamis, 23, 24 foot high, that we know of so far. We've all seen the video from the helicopter of this wall of water just sweeping across the farmlands, destroying homes, and it's just horrible. They're basically saying that they're estimating there are 300 dead so far, but thousands and thousands of people are unaccounted for. Okay? And It's just really an ugly situation. Now, this being the 21st century and everybody having camcorders in their cell phones, a lot of video is coming out of the actual quake itself. There have been so many aftershocks. People are getting those. We're seeing these amazing videos of the skyscrapers in Japan that are engineered to ride out these quakes without collapsing. And they're just swaying back and forth, and it's just amazing. The first time I saw that video, I said, boy, I wonder if that's fake. But, you know, it's been all over. They showed these construction cranes just swaying back and forth. And I imagine if you're underneath that, that's going to be very, very scary. But one thing, that the Japanese, they do have the very best quake code, building code in the world, and it obviously stands them in good stead in situations like this as these quakes continue. So We've got these monster tsunamis. They came through Hawaii earlier today. We've been very lucky Yes, there's been some damage, but we were really, really very lucky. Could have been a lot worse. The tsunamis are now hitting the west coast of the United States. I understand a whole bunch of boats got destroyed up at Crescent City. And it's just, it's an amazing, amazing story. And, you know, I feel bad for all those people who have been injured and they've lost their homes and their livelihood. We have a very good friend. It's almost eerie. Last weekend, my wife and I were out on the island of Kauai, and where we're staying, just that was the place that got hit by lightning in its driveway. Well, it's right on the edge of Hanalei Bay, and it's only about 2 feet. The ground level there is only 2 feet above the mean high water mark. But we just heard from our friend who lives there, and the water surge stopped short of her property, so... you know, she's going to be okay. One of the biggest problems we're dealing with right now is that here in Hawaii, a lot of retirees find it much cheaper, instead of renting a home or a condo or an apartment or whatnot, they'll buy a boat and then they will rent a slip at the local dock. And they tie up their boat there and they live on the boat. But they don't really maintain the boat as a sailing vessel. A lot of them do not have engines. A lot of them don't even have the necessary sail to make steerage. They're basically just a floating home that these retirees will live on. A lot of those got torn loose from their moorings, dragged out to sea. The Coast Guard is out there trying to round them up right now. A local landmark, the La Mariana Sailing Club, was reported destroyed earlier today. It turns out only the dock was destroyed and about 150 boats were damaged. The restaurant is still open, and everybody's saying, yeehaw, at least we didn't lose that. Overall, we were very lucky here. We were very, very lucky here. And, again, I think the really good news is there was a concern because of all the excitement over last year's Chilean earthquake. And basically, we did not really get a tsunami. It was more of a ripple. And a lot of people were saying, oh, they're just false alarming us again. But fortunately, everybody was listening and everybody was paying attention. The sirens were going all night. Why none of us got any sleep here. All righty. Now, over in Japan, getting back to that situation, there are some serious problems there. One of their nuclear power stations operated by TEPCO, when the earthquake hit and it suffered damage, apparently it is having a problem with cooling one of its reactors. At the Fukushima number one plant, there are four reactors there. Two of them were already shut down for routine safety inspections. The other two were running to generate electricity. One of those has had a problem. They're trying to get emergency cooling equipment in there. There is a report they've already had to start venting radioactive steam, shades of Three Mile Island. So they're evacuating people around there as if they didn't already have enough problems from the quake and the tsunamis. And the quakes are continuing, and that's a very important thing. If you look at the seismic map, this event is happening over a very, very large area. And that's actually kind of the good news, because if this whole system had let go at once, the way the fault did over on the Boxing Day earthquake, the single quake, rather than split up among all these 6.0, 6.5 quakes over several days, it would have released all at once. I don't think they have a number high enough for a quake of that magnitude. The tsunami would have definitely caused a lot more damage all around the Pacific Rim here. So, you know, it's interesting. And because these quakes are continuing to go on at these magnitudes, we're not really seeing a taper off. There is always the possibility there could be another one of these 8 or 9 quakes still to come. It looks like this whole area is just shifting around, and we do need to keep an eye on that. By the way, just in passing, during that last commercial break, we did have another quake locally here down on the Big Island, down at Kanapali. So I'm hoping it's just a vent that is opening up and that something more serious, like a major chunk of the mountain falling into the ocean, is about to happen. We'll see. You know, for all this talk about, you know, man impacting climate and all the rest of that, and you begin to realize when nature decides that it's going to do something, it makes anything man is able to do look extraordinarily petty indeed. But it is strange. All this stuff is happening all at the same time. Quakes all over, Christchurch quake, volcano at Kamchatka, our volcano starting to act up. It's weird. And no, I don't want anybody calling in about HARP and chemtrails and space aliens and Nibiru. We don't do that stuff here. All righty. So we talked about the reactor here. And again, I apologize for sounding punchy and disconnected and unorganized. But I really did not get any sleep about that at all. Let's see. What was interesting, they did have some live TV coverage set up around here watching the water off Diamond Head and off of Waikiki, and you could just see the water pull back like 100 yards and seeing all those reefs and everything that have never been seen by anybody above water that's ever lived here. I mean, it was record-setting. And then it came back in, and it was just surge after surge after surge. And again, they just downgraded the tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory, so people are finally getting back to their homes, and we're going to find out just the real extent is going to be. But so far, it looks like all the damage is minor. I think the Bubba Gump down in Kona Kailua lost some of its furniture, is now flouting off toward Maui someplace. But that's pretty much it here. Moving on down, let's see. Warnings also continue in effect for Guam, the Philippines, the Marshall Islands, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Nauru, Micronesia, and while they've downgraded the one here in Hawaii. One of the reasons they keep these warnings going for such a long time is because with these multiple quakes, nobody's really sure how long the initial tsunami wave train is. The other issue is when you're in an archipelago where you have multiple islands together like we have here in Hawaii, those waves will literally bounce off the other islands. So we can have a tsunami flow around Oahu and cause some damage, and then it goes down and it hits Lanai or Molokai or Maui and literally can reflect back. And so we can wind up getting another wave train coming through, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours later. So that's one of the reasons they keep these warnings going for as long as they do. Now, one thing that really kind of annoyed me, Barack Obama came on to make his statement. FEMA came, after it's all over and done with, we've already had the tsunami, FEMA comes out and says, yes, we're keeping an eye on the situation. And then Obama gets out there and says, yes, it's terrible, and we sympathize with the Japanese people, and we're going to be sending assistance, which is all very good. Then all of a sudden he starts hijacking his talking about this major story to launch into, by the way, about the gas prices. Yes, they're going up. Yes, you're going to have to live with it, but trust us, we're really thinking about it, and we're concerned for you, and we feel your pain. I guess he got that line from Bill Clinton. And I just felt kind of really bothered by that we know all of this damage has been done all across the Pacific Basin, including Obama's home state, we are told. And, you know, he uses it as a platform to get more airtime to basically go out and just push the agenda of you must make do with less so that we can have more. And to sell this idea, it's all the fault of those Arabs in the Middle East. And it isn't. The dollar is plunging. That's why everything's more expensive. Now, speaking of dollar plunging and political opportunism, this story came out just today. This is in the Washington Post. This is not some kind of fringy conspiracy website like whatreallyhappened.com. This is in the Washington Post. Apparently, the spending plan approved by the House of Representatives last month includes major budget cuts for the National Weather Service, including the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center here in Hawaii. In other words, had that spending plan been implemented, there's a good chance we would have not known these tsunamis were coming until they got here. Good thinking, GOP. Let's continue to shut down all the things that we actually need to make this country move along, so that we can continue to pour money all over Wall Street and keep those crooks out of jail, where they richly deserve to be. So that's something else we need to remember going into 2012. Because along with their behavior over in Wisconsin, I am thoroughly disgusted with the modern Republican Party. I guess they're all neocons now. Can't find any paleocons in there, except for, you know, Ron Paul, of course. You know, Ron Paul, none of this that I say about Congress applies to you. Now, speaking of Walker up in Wisconsin, the situation is getting kind of dire. As you know, earlier this week, okay, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in Wisconsin where Governor Walker pulled a fast one earlier in the week. He took this bill that's been at the heart of this protest, this contention, this bill that would end collective bargaining, basically gut the unions and tell the unions to go jump in the lake or jump in the tsunami or whatever it is. And it was tied in with his attempts to save the state budget to deal with the fact that the pension funds have been emptied out by Wall Street, but Walker doesn't really have the courage to deal with Wall Street, so he's going to turn around and tell all the teachers and public workers who've been paying into that pension fund from payroll deductions to say, well, we're sorry, we know you paid in the money, we don't have it to give it back to you. Same deal most of the baby boomers are going to be getting from Social Security. And so they're putting this law through that says everybody has to take less money, and we're getting rid of collective bargaining in the process. And obviously, those people in Wisconsin who are going to be devastated by this thing and most of all understand it is not fair to penalize teachers and police officers and firefighters and all the rest of those kind of people in order to allow the Wall Street criminals to stay out of jail. So they're very unhappy with this. But Scott Walker isn't interested in what the people of Wisconsin wants. He wants to serve the GOP agenda by smashing the unions. And he wants to serve the Republican agenda by making sure the money continues to flow up to the top at Wall Street in Washington, D.C., and there's nothing left over for ordinary people. And so they split this bill into two parts. and they took the part that only dealt with destroying the unions. And because it was no longer a revenue bill, there's a little technicality in Wisconsin law that said it could be voted through without a necessary quorum. And so they broke it off and they voted it through in the Senate. That upset everybody. Then yesterday they voted it through the Assembly, and that upset everybody even more. And during this vote, Walker had the police remove the demonstrators and protesters from the Capitol building and then lock the doors in defiance of a court order that says that building belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They have every right to be there, not only under Wisconsin law, but under the First Amendment. The right of the people to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. So Governor Walker is already acting unconstitutionally and illegally, and his claim that using this little subterfuge of splitting the legislation into two parts is the letter of the law, that may also have been an exaggeration. I understand that there are already lawyers in court who are saying, no, it was not legal for him to do that, because by splitting the bills apart, he basically removed the reason for, you know, needing to shut the union collective bargaining down. It was just simply say, we want to do it, we're going to do it. And apparently that may not be sufficient under Wisconsin law. So it's going to go into the court system like that. Certainly the teachers and the protesters and everybody are upset about this. And by the way, I know with the earthquake, most people may have forgotten, but starting at 2 o'clock today, this afternoon, in whatever time zone you're in, the students of Wisconsin are asking everybody to basically walk out of their jobs, take an early Friday afternoon off, and just say, we're doing this to support the Wisconsin teachers and public workers against the greedy Wall Street barons who want to solve all the nation's problems by looting the American people. So, all righty. Anyway, let's see. This situation could get violent. Remember, Governor Walker was caught on that phone call where he thought he was talking to one of his donors, basically saying that he was ready to send troublemakers to infiltrate the protesters to cause trouble so that the media could say, ooh, bad protesters. They're evil people. They're hurting our good, kind, and decent Governor Walker. And, you know, Governor Walker and all of his paid propaganda shills are all over the social networks, and they're trying to sell this lemon that Scott Walker's motivations are noble, that he's doing this to save the state budget. How are you going to do that? Because, Scott, maybe I should run for governor, because I understand something Governor Walker doesn't seem to. If you force everybody to take lower salaries, state revenues will drop, and your budget problem gets worse. Unless, of course, your plan is to get everybody onto minimum wage and then triple or quadruple taxes to compensate for it, which is more of that same, you must make do with less so we can have more mentality, which kind of got us into this mess in the first place. So everybody's thinking agenda, everybody's thinking 2012 election, and nobody is thinking about taking care of the American people. On that issue alone, we should be buying tank cars full of tar and box cars full of feathers. So, all righty, moving right along here. Now, the White House basically came out and criticized Wisconsin's anti-union bill, which is kind of a tepid response. Because remember, Obama made a promise that if anybody tried to take away collective bargaining rights, he was going to get a comfortable pair of shoes and go down and join the protesters, and he did not. He's basically sitting there in Washington, D.C. and saying, oh, yeah, that's a bad thing you did. And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. Very, very tepid, tepid response. Now, this situation is not over. If Walker thought pulling this fast one was going to be the end of it, that he could say, hey, it's legal, shut up and go back to your slave pens, it's not going to work. And we're seeing more and more articles coming out from people who are on the side of the unions and the public workers and the teachers, and they're saying, you know, this isn't legitimate. It isn't correct. It's not principled. It's not ethical. It's Scott Walker acting like a tyrant and forgetting this is supposed to be a democracy, where Scott's job is to take care of the people, not have the people take care of him. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're getting report yet another major quake. This one a 6.6. Let me back up and say that again. A 6.6 quake has struck on the western side of Honshu Island, this time considerably far to the north of the earlier quake that struck on the western side of the island to the south. They're happening all over. There's something very, very interesting going on here, and I say that with the full awareness that this interesting stuff is going to hurt a lot of people. But it looks like that whole area of the Pacific is so stressed that we're literally seeing this sort of cascade effect where a big quake is just starting to get everything starting to let go. So I don't know that we've seen the end of this yet. It's just, it's frightening. It's a little bit frightening here. And, you know, I don't remember ever seeing anything like this before when I was studying geology here. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed. I really feel bad for the Japanese people. All righty. As a little side note, if you're a fan of the James Bond movies, the one that was set in Japan, You Only Live Twice, remember the volcano where Blofeld's secret base was, they were launching the rockets from, the real-life volcano that they used for the exteriors of that film has now erupted. So it's rocking and rolling and doing its thing here. Yeah, it's pretty intense here. All right, getting back to protests and around the world, Shots are being fired at the democracy protesters in Saudi Arabia. Friday was supposed to be their day of rage. The king of Saudi Arabia basically ordered his troops out into the public places, and anybody who showed up to protest, they were fired upon. This is a line you don't want to cross. Basically, the king of Saudi Arabia has started a civil war in his own country, which shows a complete disregard for the welfare of his country when it comes compared to his own personal greed and self-aggrandizement. What's really kind of weird is this guy is in seriously bad health. He's not going to be around all that much longer anyway. Is it really worth starting a civil war in your country and slaughtering half your own people for another 6 months on the throne? Kind of makes you wonder what kind of mentality seeks these positions of power. We know, sociopaths. We've talked about that before here. Now, Libya continues to be quite a puzzle because you have Israel supplying mercenaries to keep Gaddafi in power, and the United States still trying to pose and posture and preen like they're on the side of the protest democracy movement, and yet, for all the talk that they're doing and they're sending some humanitarian aid, they're not actually doing anything whatsoever to support the democracy movement against Gaddafi. And not surprisingly, both the media and the U.S. government are saying, well, it looks like Gaddafi's probably going to win. Yeah, Israel sent them 50,000 mercenaries. Israel wants this protest thing to stop before it gets to Israel. The United States wants this global revolution to stop before it gets to the United States. And the IMF definitely wants it stamped out. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of all of you. They're afraid that Wisconsin is going to turn into the new Cairo. And it very well might. We already talked about that part. Let me move right along here and see where we are. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Now, as you are probably aware, almost a year ago, Israel attacked a humanitarian aid flotilla bound for Gaza with cookies and medicine and ice cream and candy and all this other kind of really dangerous stuff. And they boarded this ship, Turkish registry, and they killed a lot of people on board, including 8 Turkish nationals and 1 19-year-old American carrying a U.S. passport. Just shot him point blank in the head while he was lying on the deck. The reason he was knocked down on the deck and shot, he was carrying a camera. And Israel does not like cameras pointed in their direction because they're seldom doing anything that is really all that photogenic. Well, Turkey is getting ready to put up their own Earth observation satellite. And this is where it really gets interesting. Probably a lot of you don't know this, but there is a United States law that makes it a crime, punishable by having your nose whacked really hard, to publish any high-resolution space-borne pictures of Israel. Now, I could understand the United States passing a law saying that you can't publish high-resolution photos of Edwards Air Force Base or Area 51 or that little place they've got south of Sedona or any of these other things here. But it is a United States law that you cannot publish high-resolution images of Israel. And if you go to Google or to any of these commercial Earth observation satellite companies, you will find out that the images shown of Israel are considerably more blurred than you would find pretty much anywhere else in the world. Good example would be go over and look at that electronic surveillance facility that's in Israel. It's got all these dishes. It's basically their version of Echelon. And look at how much detail you cannot see because it's blurred. Then go up to Paris and zoom in on the Louvre. You see individual people walking around. You can see their hair color. It's crystal clear. It's absolutely gorgeous, some of those pictures that are there in Google Earth. But anything that's in Israel has to be blurred, but because of a United States law. And this is where it gets interesting. Turkey is not bound by United States law, and they have no intentions of blurring the photos they're going to be publishing of Israel. So some of Israel's secrets are about to become known, including where they store all their nuclear weapons, which you can see tantalizing glimpses of now in Google. But Israel always says, oh, no, that's something else entirely. See, it's blurry. You don't really know that that's a nuclear weapons depot. But I recognize them. We have a whole bunch of them here on this island. I know what they look like. Now, somebody published an article. We linked this to whatreallyhappened.com of the 10 most outrageous TSA horror stories. about just how completely out of control the TSA gets. And, of course, it doesn't stop with the 10. TSA are a bunch of psychotic, Nazi, goofball sex perverts with no socially redeeming characteristics whatsoever. And this article lists the top 10, in this author's opinion, abuses, such as making women who've had mastectomies actually take out and display their little prosthetic phony in front of everybody. Because, hey, that might be a serious danger to the aircraft. Just really absurd type stuff. You know, the search they did of the kid where they took his clothing off, making this other kid take his leg braces off because they had to go through the metal detector, and making him walk without his leg braces, which has the potential of inflicting permanent harm to him if he's being made to walk. It's just completely out of control. And I don't like them because, you know, they upset my wife. I don't like them because, you know, who knows what diseases I get from them. As a matter of fact, I'm fighting a flu bug right now, which for all I know, I acquired last weekend at the airport, you know, from these goofballs who, by the way, do not change their rubber gloves between fondlings. Those gloves are for the safety of the TSA, not for your safety. They could care less about you. They could fondle somebody who's got Ebola and then go on and fondle everybody else in the airplane, and they're perfectly okay with that. And, of course, the other reason I don't like the TSA is they dropped and broke a very expensive laptop of mine.
Because he wanted to see if I had pornography on it.
What, you can't afford your own? It's amazing here. Now, the good news is, maybe, kind of, sort of, is that Congress is about ready to hold hearings on these TSA horror stories, and they're holding them because an Alaska state representative happened to be one of the people whose prosthetic breast set off the alarms and led to this humiliation of being forced to basically partially disrobe and show her operation scars to the public while she held up this little prosthetic that's, you know, designed to make her feel comfortable about her appearance despite this, you know, very, very drastic surgery. And the TSA is out there saying, yeah, I guess that's a fake one, all right? So Congress has finally decided they have to at least look like they give a darn about the Constitution, and they're going to hold hearings. I have no idea how legitimate it is. I remember back when the United States Congress was holding hearings into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm. And they were set up to basically demonize anybody who dared criticize the BATF. We may see the exact same thing here. In fact, at this point, the TSA is under so much criticism, I'm really expecting there to be another phony, you know, shoe bomber, crotch bomber, breast bomber, stomach bomber, whatever bomber. They need another one to remind everybody why they need us. I love that final speech by the Chancellor in the movie V. The only way we can keep control, we have to convince the people they need us. If they realize they don't need us, they'll fire us, which is what we're doing with all of these useless, dunce politicians that we have here right now. Now, there's a video currently on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's by Rand Paul. And I have to admit, I'm pleasantly surprised by the man. When he was running for office, he was making all the normal obeisances to Israel. And I kept saying, this can't be Ron Paul's kid. If I were Ron Paul, I would have a real long talk with Mrs. Paul. But he done fooled us, because now that he's in office, he's starting to sound more and more like his father. And he was going on basically talking in this Energy Committee hearing where he's talking to some of these regulatory people about, you know, do we have any more freedom of choice in the United States? And his point being, you know, we all talk about, you know, pro-choice when it comes to things like abortions. But we don't have any choice regarding light bulbs anymore. We don't have any choice anymore regarding how much water the tanks on our toilets are allowed to have. We don't have any more choice in terms of the types of batteries we're allowed to use. We've lost all choice. In the name of green environmentalism, the government tells us what we must buy, when we must buy it, how much of it we're allowed to use. And Rand Paul is absolutely making a valid point. There are compelling reasons not to use compact fluorescent bulbs, mostly having to do with toxic mercury, a radioactive isotope that's used in the ignition circuit, and the fact that they're very expensive and never last as long as we are told they will last. They have to be disposed of specially to avoid contaminating the landfills. An old-fashioned tungsten glass light bulb, that's about as inert as you can get. That's about as green as you can get. So Rand Paul actually did hit it on the head on that one. All righty. And let's see. We have... I need to find out where this actually happened. We're always raised to think that the officials of government are superior human beings, that they're better than we are, that they deserve their exalted places in society and their rulership over our lives, because they're good people, and because they live exemplary lives of morality, that we should always just listen and do what they say. Well, it turns out over in Bangor, Maine, James Cameron, not the film director, but a state prosecutor, okay, with the Maine Attorney General's office, has just been sentenced to 16 years for child pornography, which validates my theory that, in point of fact, political power does not attract the best and the brightest among our society. It attracts some real sick people, the kind of people who should never be allowed to have power over others. This guy's a perfect example. He's going to go away for 16 years. And I don't know if you know anything about prison. I know about it only remotely and abstractly, I wish to point out at this point. But within a prison's social structure, there are hierarchies. All prisoners are not created equal. And depending upon what you're in prison for, there's your position on the social ladder. And child sexual criminals are basically pretty much at the bottom. And that's where this prosecutor is going to be. And, of course, they're going to know he's a former prosecutor. He's probably put a lot of people who are in that prison with him in that prison with him. So he may spend the next 16 years in solitary confinement, or they may, as a courtesy, send him off to some other prison where he's not likely to run into a former caseload. But wherever he goes, because of the crime of which he's been convicted, it's, you know, he's definitely going to be at the bottom of the ladder. Do you remember a song called Alice's Restaurant? I'm going back to my 60s, where this guy gets arrested and put in jail for littering. And the other prisoners say, "What are you in here for?" And he says, "Littering." And they go, "Oh, yeah." And he says, "And disturbing the peace." And they go, "Oh, well, now you're okay." So that kind of a thing. All right, I want to talk about the economy, and I know I'm jumping all around here. Again, the coffee is not making it, and I'm just sort of flying here on impulse. Please feel free to call in and help me through the show, 800-313-9443. The U.S. budget deficit hit a record in February. We're number one. We're number one. Congress is out there talking about cutting the budget, and it's going the wrong way. They're spending more money that they do not have. Bernanke just prints it up and says, "Here, Congress, have some more money. We'll make the taxpayers pay it back with interest somewhere down the road. Their great, 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 great grandchildren will get it back to us." The January trade deficit jumped to $46.3 billion. That's with a B. And that means that every single day, the United States is buying about $1.5 billion worth of products more than they are selling. It's been going on that way for a very, very long time. Normally, under an economy that is not being tampered with and tinkered with to prop up the value of the dollar's value would adjust so that that $1.5 billion per day would go away. But our economy is being tinkered with, but they can't keep it up forever. $46.3 billion per month in trade deficit. Not money that's being borrowed, not money that's being printed up and spent, not the Wall Street thing. We're just talking about buying, importing $1.5 billion worth of products more than we're exporting every single day. This has been a problem for decades, and nobody wants to deal with it. And the reason we have such a major unemployment problem is because the jobs that used to make things to sell in this country have all gone away to other countries. We don't make anything anymore except trouble. We make really good weapons, but prison labor, slave labor is making those. We reported on that yesterday. So that 40-plus billion trade deficit, that's a seven-month high. It's getting worse over time here. Jobless claims in the United States rose 26,000 last week to a grand total of 397,000. That means last week alone, 397,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits. They lost their jobs. Almost 400,000 people a week are losing their jobs in this country. That's almost 2 million a month. Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Thanks to everybody who's sending in happy birthday greetings for the 17th birthday of my political website. In some states, it's old enough to drink now, which is good because I hate to drink alone. We're also hearing that the largest of these Japanese quakes, the one that was started out saying 8.3, 8.1, then 8.9, they've now re-evaluated it, and they said it was a 9.0. It's just a big quake. around that TEPCO nuclear power plant that's having the cooling problems. They've evacuated 3,000 people living in the area. It would certainly be nice if they get that back under control, because another meltdown is not something that anybody needs right now, especially since we here in Hawaii are downwind from them. All righty, we're going to go to the phone. Oh, and before we go to the phones here, a reminder to our audience on WWCR Shortwave Radio that you can catch the second hour of our program by directing your web browser to republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And with that, we're going to go to the phones. Clarence in Oklahoma. Osseo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing there, Mike?
Well, I'm trying to stay awake.
That's what I figured. Not only that, but you're lucky to be there, probably, all things considered.
We're high up on a hill, and we're safe, but we have a lot of friends we were worried about, but they've all checked in now and said they're fine, and, you know, the damage is really minor. We were very lucky compared to the people in Japan.
Well, great. I had a cousin that used to live in Maui. She's moved back to the States now, last year. And we would be worrying about her, but, well, I don't know. She's in California. I don't know where she is. I think near the coast.
Well, you know, not exactly. They have a lot of quakes over there, I understand.
Yeah, and plus that tsunami, they got warnings out or whatever, what I've seen on the news.
So what's on your mind?
I want to make a couple of quick little observations. For one thing, about you worked for the federal government at one time. And
well, I did with NASA. Actually, I was a civilian contractor.
Oh, you were a Well, that's almost close enough.
All right, close enough for country and western.
That'll almost count, because my sister still works out at the local base here. She's civil service. She's got 3 more years. I'm retired. She's got a little while to go, so I consider myself lucky. And but at any rate, I would just like to make a few observations about the organization, and you might have you've observed it up close too. A broadcast instructor, when I first went to college many, many years ago, 40-some, used to say, and he was good at broadcasting, he said that the FCC was like a duck. Every morning they wake up in a new world. And that, I thought, from ever since then, that really pretty much describes the whole outfit. I don't care what agency. I hate to be a basher of somebody I'm taking a retirement check from, but these people literally, there is no such thing as promotions. That's eyewash.
Yeah, it's all just going through the process and...
they do it.
You know, yeah, if you hang out there long enough, you get medals and promotions.
Well, whatever. It was like, well, heck, even my stint in the Air Force before that. I have a good friend that had just come from Vietnam, or a guy I became friends with, haven't heard from him since, but he had just come from Vietnam on an overseas consecutive from Da Nang Air Base, and we were security police.
We're almost out of time, Clarence. You've got to get to the point.
I'll just say one thing, and this is what he said, and I'll give you this little catchphrase. And this was pretty much the general thing about the Air Force. He said, the Air Force is all show and no go. Whatever looks good on paper. And I'll bet a lot of people that have been around the government can relate to that.
Well, we certainly saw a lot of that in NASA. And what was that caller, Paul, from Australia the other day was saying? It's the lost potential that we mostly grieve. Clarence, got to let you go. We got to take a station break. We'll be back with hour two of our show after our station identification.